Today we'll be speaking on the topic of draw nearer, still nearer to God.
我哋今天嘅题目系更加靠近神。
And today's passage is going to be from Psalm 73.
今天嘅经文会喺诗篇第七十三篇。
God is good.
神系美善嘅。
We have both heard and expressed that phrase, God is good.
我哋有听过有表达过神系美善嘅。
Those three simple words have been used in familiar chorus. God is so good. He is so good to me.
神是美善的，这个字用了在很多我们熟悉的歌里面，例如神真是美善，神对我真好。
From a musical lyric, it has also been a rally motivation. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good.
我们除了在歌词里面也都有听到神永远都美善，永远神都是美善的。
More than likely, when a positive happening has so evident, like a joyous occasion, a pleasant surprise, a milestone, or even a long-awaited prayer being answered, we may say with vigor and enthusiasm, God is good.
当在顺境的时候，或者是喜庆的事情，开心的惊喜，人生的里程碑，或者祷告了很久蒙应允的时候，我们就很喜乐的这样说，神是美善的。
But is that all? When an accident happens, tensions flare, sickness comes, or even an overwhelming crisis like the COVID-19 and its impact, we may not be as prompted, we may not be as excited to even say or even sing,God is good.
但是不是就是这样呢？当遇到意外，人际关系紧张，病痛来临，甚至难以忍受的危机，好像这个新型冠状病毒这样，我们就未必这么容易去讲得出神是美善。
But isn't God still good?
但神岂不是仍然是美善的吗？
And no matter what situations we face, predicaments we face, is not drawing nearer to God to our benefit?
但无论环境如何，是什么的困境，我们是知道更加亲近神，岂不是对我们自己有益吗？
Let's take a look at the goodness of God, and let me just share a few Bible passages before we get into Psalm 73.
让我分享圣经里面几段的经文，是讲得到神的美善。
In Psalm 34, verse 8, it says, Taste, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
詩篇三十四篇八節，你們要嘗嘗主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
Naaman said, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him."
拿鴻書一章七節，耶和華本為善，在患難的日子為人的保障，並且認得那些投靠他的人。
Even in the Gospel of Mark chapter 10 verse 18, Jesus said, "No one is good."But one, and that is God.
马可福音十章十八节，耶稣讲到：除了神一位之外，再没有善良的。
Exodus 34:6 says, "The Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth."
出埃及记三十四章六节，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
Psalm 119 says, "You are good, and do good. Teach me your statutes."
诗篇一一九篇第六十八节，你本为善，所行的也善。求你将你的律例教训我。
Today we're going to take a look at Psalm 73, and we're going to see the goodness of God there.
今天我们会看诗篇第七十三篇，我哋亦都会再见到神嘅美善。
It is my hope that we would draw closer to the goodness of God to testify of His works.
目的是让希望大家更加亲近神的美善，见证神的作为。
So if you have your Bibles, let's go ahead and turn to Psalm 73, and I'll ask Spencer to go ahead and read the passage for us.
若有圣经的，请打开诗篇第七十三篇。诗篇第七十三篇，阿撒的诗。神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。至于我，我的脚几乎失闪。我的脚险些滑跌，我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平。他们死的时候没有疼痛，他们的力气却也壮实。他们不像别人受苦，也不像别人遭害。 所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的项上，强暴像衣裳遮住他们的身体，他们的眼睛因体叛而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。他们讥笑人，凭恶意说欺压人的话，他们说话自高，他们的口亵渎上天，他们的舌毁谤全地。所以神的民归到这里，喝尽了满杯的苦水。他们说，神怎能晓得至高者岂有知识呢？看啊，这就是恶人，他们既是常享安逸，财宝便加增。我实在徒然洁净了我的心，徒然洗手表明无辜，因为我终日遭灾难，每早晨受惩治。我若说我要这样讲，这就是奸诈待你的种子。我思索怎能明白这事，眼看实系为难。等我进了神的圣所，思想他们的结局，你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。他们转眼之间成了何等的荒凉，他们被惊恐灭尽了。人睡醒怎样，人睡醒了怎样看梦？主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像。因我心里发酸，肺腑被刺，我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。然而我常与你同在，你参着我的右手，你要以你的训言引导我，以后接我到荣耀里。除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠虽残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。但我亲近神是与我有益，我以主耶和华为我的避难所，好叫我述说你一切的作为。
And may the Lord add his blessing to both the reading and the preaching of his word.
愿神祝福他自己话语的传讲和宣读。
When you take a look at this, the book of Psalms, there is a variety of songs, situations, and emotions.
当睇见诗篇的时候，就有林林种种的诗歌、情景和情绪。
There are psalms of sorrows and sadness that are expressed. There are songs of joy and gladness that are expressed in thanksgiving and praise to the Lord.
有些诗篇 是表达出悲哀忧愁，有些诗篇是讲到是感谢神，是喜乐的。
And the songs express a certain worship to God for who he is and what he has done.
亦都有诗篇是去表达出神的本质，神的作为。
And this what makes all of the psalms so relatable to us.
就是这些是让到诗篇是跟我们很有关。
Not so much to fit our moods,But it gives lyrics for us to rejoice in admiration of the Lord. Like, I will sing of his mercies of the Lord forever. Or give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
不是只是符合我们自己的情绪，而是给了歌词我们去表达出对神的赞美。例如，我要唱耶和华的大慈爱到永远。你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
The Psalms gives us...Lyrics for us to pray, or words for us to pray. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Have mercy upon me. Create in me a clean heart.
诗篇亦都俾咗字句我哋去祷告。耶和华哦，求你留心听我的言语，求你怜悯我，求你为我做清洁的心。
These psalms helps us to lead us through sadness, through griefs and confusions, even at the point giving us comfort all the while being.
这些诗篇带领我们度过悲伤、受苦、困惑，甚至给了我们安慰。
One of the most comforting passages is Psalm 23, The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And it goes on to say that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your staff, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
诗篇廿三篇是有种的安慰，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
The psalmist helps us to be honest, even in our exasperation. Psalm 13, of course, says, "How long, O Lord?"
诗篇亦都是让我们 在困绝境的时候，我们 很坦白的表达。诗篇十三篇，耶和华哦，这要到几时呢？
And of course, the Psalms also gives insights to the exaltation of the Lord Jesus Christ, both prophesying as well as chronicling his suffering and his resurrection.
詩篇亦都俾我哋睇得見，係高舉基督，亦都係預言同埋去記錄神嘅受基督嘅受苦同埋復活。
So what about the Psalm 73? This particular psalm is known as a wisdom one.
詩篇第七十三篇，佢呢篇嘅詩篇係智慧嘅詩篇。
One single author named Asaph, who in 1 Chronicles is described as the choir director.
呢個嘅作者係亞撒，喺歷代志上佢係被記載係詩班長。
And so when you read Psalm 73, you get a sense that this choir director Asaph is standing before the people and he's giving testimony. Truly, God is good to Israel.
係見得到詩亞撒係喺眾人面前去見證神，神係一個係美善嘅神。
Truly, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in the heart.
神實在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
This is where he stands. This is where he comes to his conclusions. This is where he strongly believes God is good.
这个就是他的立场，这个就是他所坚信的，就是神是美善的。
And not only that, in Psalm 73, he warns the people. He warns the people what had happened to him may also happen to them, as well as encourage them to draw nearer, still nearer, to the Lord who is good.
七十三篇詩篇亦都係讓到佢去警告啲人，係佢發生喺佢身上嘅事，亦都可能發生喺佢哋身上，亦都係鼓勵佢哋去更加靠近神。
Let me ask you a question: Can our trust in the Lord be described as deeper and growing?
我哋去对神嘅信靠系咪一路嘅去有增长，系更深呢？
Maybe we could say, or maybe we could sing, "The Lord is good," but is there depth to our expression?
或许我哋可以口讲或者系歌唱神系美善嘅，但系我哋喺当中有冇系有个深度去表达呢种嘅情绪呢？
By the time Psalm 73 is finished, there is incredible depth because it describes the truth that God is good. It describes some tensions that a person may experience and also his temptation, but the triumph that the Lord is good and it's good to be near him.
詩篇七十三篇入面係有係對神是美善嘅一個結論，亦都睇到佢嘅張力，亦都係見得到佢嘅掙扎。
The psalmist doesn't just say that God is good, he lives it and he testifies that the nearness of God is my good.
詩篇嘅作者唔單止淨係講神係美善嘅，而且佢係見證，亦都係活出神係美善嘅一個生活。
Now, I wanted you to notice that in the Psalms, the psalmist is very vulnerable.
係見得到詩人喺呢篇嘅詩篇入邊表達佢嘅軟弱。
Look in verse 2, it says, "But as for me, my feet has almost stumbled, my steps has nearly slipped."
第二節講，至於我，我的腳幾乎失閃，我的腳險些滑跌。
This is his vulnerability, and he's expressing it very honestly before God and before others.
係佢表達出佢嘅軟弱，喺神面前，喺人面前去好坦白咁樣去承認。
And this is what he admits. He admits that he had become envious of evil doers.
佢係表達出佢對佢嫉妒嗰啲作惡嘅人。
It really bothered him. It really got to him because he says, "For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked."
係佢係覺得好攪擾到佢。第三節提到，我見惡人和狂傲人享平安，就心懷不平。
Now, when you read this Psalm 73, you could tell how he thought about this. He thought about it long. He thought about it deep. He thought about it hard, and he comes to these certain conclusions.
第七十三篇入边睇得到诗人系咁样反复思量呢一件事。
He had been preoccupied by the state of the wicked for quite some time.
佢系为到嗰啲恶人嘅状况喺度反复思量咗一段嘅时间。
And so this is what he says, what bothered him.
係讓佢心懷不平嘅係咩呢？
First of all, Asaph was bothered by the wicked. They were profiting from their exploits.
第一就係佢心懷不平，因為嗰啲惡人從剝削別人中得來一啲嘅利益。
In other words, what they were doing profited them. It was benefiting them. It was all adding up for them.
他们所做的恶事是让他们自己那些恶人得益。
He describes the evildoers as prosperous. In other words, they have more resources, they have more conveniences, they have more amenities.
是形容到那些恶人是享平安，他们比其他人有更多的资源，更多的方便，更多的拥有。
So there was this uneven disparity between those who were honest and those who were wicked.
是诚实的人和作恶的人之间是有个分野。
Secondly, the other thing that confused him is that the wicked, they were not troubled.
第二点就是他觉得困惑的就是那些作恶的人没有受苦。
They were not stricken like the rest of the people.
不像其他人那样遭受灾害。
In other words, more than just getting away with it, more than they were good with what they did, but they had no problems at all.
他们逍遥法外，他们是没有遇到有任何的后果。
Have you ever asked yourself about those who are arrogant, those who are wicked? Doesn't it bother them?
你有冇试过咁样去问关于恶人嘅事，系让到你系觉得好心怀不平嘅呢？
The way that the psalmist describes those who are evildoers, it seemed like they were at ease. They had no problems at all, even to the point of when they died.
佢诗篇所形容嘅就系呢啲恶人轻松好顺风顺水、平平安安咁样度过一生。
You know, in verse 7, it says they were enjoying their folly. In other words, they were taking pleasure in their sin.
第七节那里形容到他们是享受着他荒唐的事，换句话说，他们是享受最终之乐。
And so for Asaph, this was more than irritating. This was more than confusing. This was really bothersome to him.
对阿撒来说，这件事不单只是困扰他，令到他困惑，令到他不安。
And it was startling for him how the wicked could continue to live their lives, do their own thing, profit from it, be at peace with it, even taking pleasure in it.
而他亦都系更加感到惊讶，系因为呢啲恶人继续嘅活佢哋呢种嘅生活方式，系喺呢度得益，并且唔觉得系咩一回事。
And if this were all not enough, in verses 6-11, it says they were boastful about this. They had incredible pride about it. Which means they had no reverence, no regard, no respect for the Lord God Almighty.
如果咁仲唔够，喺第六至十一节嗰度形容到呢啲人系十分之骄傲，佢哋唔尊敬神，唔放神喺眼内。
In fact, they were saying, "How will God know?"
事实上，佢哋系讲神怎能晓得呢
？Like what is he going to do anyway?
就系讲到神咁又可以点啊
？And if that's not bad.In verse 10, it said God's people were beginning to be swayed.
如果咁都唔够坏嘅话，咁就见得到神嘅子民开始被动摇。
You may ask, well, how were they being swayed?
啊，佢哋神嘅子民点样被动摇呢
？Well, in verse 10, it says that they found no fault in the wicked, and they were saying the same things, and they were beginning to adapt the same type of philosophy, the same type of lifestyle.
第十节嗰度讲到，神嘅子民都讲同样嘅说话，相信同样嘅想法，同样嘅生活方式。
Now, what we have to stop right pause right here, because even Asaph was getting dangerously coming close to forsaking what he knew what is right.
甚至乎阿撒佢自己都好危险嘅，去到一个边缘，佢就嚟放弃佢自己知道系啱嘅事情。
In Psalm 73, he tries to do all the right things.Washing his hands of the innocent, trying to avoid sin, keeping his thoughts pure, confessing his trouble, seeking the Lord in both agony and despair, and even seeking renewal in his heart.
他在诗篇里记载到，他是尝试做所有的对的事情，是洗手表明自己无辜，他去防范去有罪，他让他自己的思想清洁，他亦都是去将他自己的问题 去承认，甚至乎寻求神去使他心里面有更新。
The psalmist is telling us that not only was he deeply troubled, not only was he trying very hard, but again, in verse 2 or 3, it says he almost lost it. He nearly stumbled. In other words, that's close to walking on the wild side.He was conflicted to the point of almost conforming. He was that close to giving in to temptation.
呢度睇得到，亞撒唔單止係深深嘅被困擾，而且係佢差啲失去理智，差點滑跌，差啲失腳，去爭啲去踏入去惡人嘅道路入邊。
Asaph, the psalmist here, is refreshingly honest, and he reveals his thoughts, his struggles with temptations.
亞撒嘅呢個詩篇係好坦白，去揭露咗佢自己嘅心思意念，揭露咗佢對於呢啲嘅試探嘅掙扎。
In verse 13, he reflected how hard and what he had to do to live for the Lord.
第十三節記載咗佢思想佢點樣去努力嘅去為主而活。
And in verse 14, it talks about his sorrows. In verse 16, that he reflected on his own weariness. In other words, he was tired of being tired.
第十四節就係佢分享到自己嘅困苦，第十六節佢係思想到自己嘅疲累，佢係厭倦自己嘅疲累。
In other words, all the things that he was doing, it was become wearisome. And let me ask you, even when we try to do what is right, even when we try to stand for God's truth, sometimes it wears on us too.
佢係經在到自己嘅疲累，有時候當我哋自己去為神工作嘅時候，為神持守嘅時候，我哋都會係感到疲累。
And sometimes when we resist temptation, it becomes weariness too.
有時我哋去抵擋試探嘅時候，有時都會感到疲累。
Have you ever felt that way?
有冇試過咁樣覺得呢？
Now give credit to Asaph because he's standing in front and center among God's people.
我哋見得到亞撒佢喺神嘅子民面前站立。
And he says that if I had said I will speak thus, I would have betrayed the generation of your children.
我若說我要這樣講，這就是以奸詐待你的眾子。
But when I thought how to understand it, it seemed to me a wearisome task.
我思索怎能明白這事，眼看實係為難。
Now a couple of things here. First of all, he was slow to speak, which is good, because he considered the generational impact.
呢度有幾點可以睇到。第一點就係呢度見得到亞撒係慢慢的説係好事，因為佢思想到呢個佢所講嘅嘢對人嘅影響。
Even more, he knew about sharing with discretions or filters, because he knows if he didn't have those things, it could be just as damaging as well.
佢亦都知道，如果佢係不加思索就講出嚟就分享出嚟，可以帶來損害。
So being discerning.Being thinking it through took considerable thought and effort.
是要努力的，是深思熟虑的，这样去思考他要所讲的说话。
And everything contributes in terms of his weariness and his tiredness.
所有这些是让他是感到疲累。
And especially trying to make sense when life seems unfair.
尤其去尝试理解当生命中有很多不公平的境况出现的时候。
You know, inevitably living in a fallen world with a sinful nature, we all wrestle in trying to understand how life happens the way it does. Why COVID-19? Why do we struggle? Why now? How long, O Lord?
無可避免地在這個墮落的世界有罪性在這裡，我們都會很掙扎去嘗試去理解生命中出現的困難，為什麼有這些事情發生，為什麼有這個新型冠狀病毒，為什麼現在出現呢？耶和華，這要到幾時呢？
When a natural disaster strikes, or when we experience sickness or suffering, don't we wonder?
当有自然灾难的时候，当有病痛，当有苦难来临，我们岂不是会这样去想吗？
Or when the wicked seem to have it all, don't we want to know? Don't we try to understand the reason, the rational why?
当恶人好像当道的时候，我们岂不是很想知道为什么吗？
Asaph was becoming tired and weary, just thinking time and time again, trying to make sense of it.Until he got a different view.
亞撒一路咁樣去諗，一路反覆思想，係感到疲累，直到佢有另一個看法。
Where did he get the different view?
佢喺邊度有呢個第二個看法呢？
In verse 17, the different view came when he entered the sanctuary of God.
第十七節，等我進了神的聖所。
The sanctuary of God, the house of God.
神的圣所耶和华的家
What was the impact of going to God's house? What was the impact of going to the sanctuary?
进入神嘅圣所系有咩嘅影响呢？
What about this view?
系有咩嘅睇法俾到佢呢？
There are three things that I think that he must have come to certain conclusions on.
有三样嘅事情可以让到佢咁样嘅结论。
The first one is by regularly observing the Old Testament sacrifice, the psalmist understood that God takes sin so seriously it must be judged and atoned for.
詩人咁樣去繼續去履行舊約入邊嗰啲嘅獻祭嘅條例，佢明白到神係非常認真嘅對待罪，所有罪都必須要審判，必須要贖罪。
The second thing is by the praises and the prayers being offered.God is the center of all things, and with that, it gave Asaph a fresh perspective of both God and the perspective of eternity.
当赞美同埋祷告去呈献俾神嘅时候，神系所有万事嘅中心，而系咁样睇嘅时候，去让到亚撒对神对永恒有一个嘅新嘅睇法。
And in the sanctuary, when the word was being read, and when he was hearing the word of God, it was a great reminder.About God's truth that went beyond what he had saw, beyond his experience in everyday life.
当喺神嘅圣所听见神嘅话语嘅时候，系一个提醒，去俾到我哋知道每天生活中可以见得到嘅嗰啲嘅经历背后，其实仲有一个真理。
All this, these views changed his perspective.
呢一啲嘅事情让到亚撒改变咗佢嘅睇法。
The Lord God is good.
神是美善的。
And accordingly, his judgment is swift, while his mercies is more.
而神的审判是迅速的，而他的怜悯实在更多。
And thus, the prosperity of the wicked is short-lived, and their doom is eternal. But the inheritance of the godly are eternal, and whatever trials, whatever sufferings they may experience are short-lived.
恶人所经历嘅现在嘅富裕是短暂嘅，而佢哋嘅灭亡是永恒。而嗰啲系喺永恒当中与神有份嘅，系无论佢现在经历嘅困难困境系乜嘢，都系短暂嘅。
When the godly think about eternity, one person put it this way: eternity to the godly is a day that has no sunset, but eternity to the wicked is a night that has no sunrise.
对敬虔的人来讲，永恒是一件这样的事。有人这样讲，永恒对敬虔的人来讲是没有日落的白昼，但永恒对恶人来讲是没有黎明的黑夜。
Now there was something else happened when he went to the sanctuary, when he was in the Lord's presence.
当他走到神的圣所里面的时候，另一样东西发生。
Asaph saw his own shortcomings.
亚撒看得见他自己的缺陷。
Instead of being bothered by other people's sinful behavior, he became bothered by his own sinfulness.
与其是被其他恶人所做的坏的行为所困扰，他开始为到他自己的罪性困扰。
He recognized that he was a sinner. He recognized his own vileness.
他承认自己是罪人，他承认自己有罪性。
Here's how he described his own vileness in verse 17.He refers to himself as being a beast before the Lord. In other words, he was unruly, uncooperative, and unsightly.
他在诗篇里面形容自己在神面前是好像畜类一样，是任性的、不合作的、难睇的。
In that very same verse, he describes himself as brutish or senseless or ignorant.
他形容自己为愚昧无知。
The following are his foolish oversights. First of all, he deceived his own self.
以下几点是看得见他的愚昧无知。第一点就是他自己欺骗自己。
The psalmist had admittedly been preoccupied by his own envy of the evildoers to the point of being bitter in his own soul.
诗人是承认他整天是嫉妒恶人，而做到一个地步是自己心里面有苦毒。
To see things right, he had to be convicted in his own heart of his own impurities.
去正確睇事情，佢必須要去喺佢心入邊有一個睇得見自己嘅不潔。
You know what Asaph's problem was? His problem was he was centered on the faulty definition of good and evil.
亞撒嘅問題係佢有一個冇正確地界定善同埋惡。
Now, before he had associated good with prosperity and evil with adversity, but now he understands very clearly in the end that good means in terms of being in the presence of the Lord.
而之前佢係覺得係善就係過得係富裕過得豐盛，而惡就係遇上困難嘅。但係現在佢更加明白清楚睇得見，善就係留喺神嘅同在入邊。
Towards the end of Psalm 73, it says, "But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made my God my refuge, that I may tell of His works."
第七十三篇嘅最尾就係講到，但我親近神是與我有益，我以主耶和華為我的避難所，好叫我述説你一切的作為。
So note, early on he began to point out the faults of others.And now he points out in his own soul, because he is a sinner in need of God's mercy.
我哋可以睇得见开头嘅时候，佢指着别人嘅错处，但系现着佢指出自己灵里边嘅罪，佢系承认自己系一个罪人，需要神嘅怜悯。
Aren't we all sinners in need of God's mercy?
我哋都岂唔系罪人需要神嘅怜悯吗？
Another foolish thing that Asaph had kind of deceived himself was he forgot about the future.
阿撒係愚昧，係因為佢另外一樣係因為佢忘記咗將來。
He forgot about the eternal perspectives like judgment.
佢忘記咗永恆嘅看法，永恆嘅眼光去睇事物，例如將來必有審判。
God has ordained a day of judgment for the entire human race, and no one will escape.
神系命定咗一日有审判嘅来临，被到全人类嘅，而冇人可以躲避。
Every single person, everyone is accountable before the Lord.
每一个人都要喺神面前交账。
The future is described in Hebrews 9:27. It says, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this judgment."
将来是在希伯来书九章廿七节讲到，按着命定，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Now the Bible never denies that the wicked do occasionally do prosper, but Hebrews 11 speaks of the pleasure of sin only for a season.
而圣经系其实冇去否认一啲作恶嘅人系有时会过住富裕嘅。但是希伯来书十一章那里是讲到那些罪的喜乐是暂时，是一个短暂的时间。
If you ever think about it, people sin because they like it, but this is not the end of the story.
去思想的话，人去犯罪，因为他们是喜欢去犯罪，但是这个不是故事的结束。
The first bite of the sinful fruit may taste sweet, but down to the core, there is nothing but bitterness.
罪的果实第一口咬下去可能很甜，但继续吃到果心的时候，除了苦，其他什么都没
有。Asaph confessed, he was very honest in the matter of his own embittered heart.
阿撒去承认是他自己心变得苦毒。
He looked at the situation the wrong way.
他是用错误的眼光去看整个的境况。
You know what? Sometimes we look at situations the wrong way.
我哋有时亦都系去用咁嘅错误眼光去睇事情。
Instead of trusting in the Lord and both believing and living in God's word, we allow circumstances to overwhelm us.
与其信靠主、相信并活出神嘅话语，有时我哋系让到外在嘅环境压垮咗我哋自己。
Sometimes we are even guilty of saying God doesn't care, but that's far from the truth, isn't it?
我哋有时系有罪，因为我哋讲神漠不关心，但系其实呢个系与事实不符。
Because we should realize what God's truth said in 1 Peter that says, God invites you to cast all your anxieties upon Him because He cares for us.
圣经记载到在彼得前书五章七节，你们要把一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他关心你们。
For Asaph, he had to be reminded, like in Psalm 1, which says, the wicked are like chaff, and they will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
对阿撒来讲，他要被提醒，好像在诗篇第一篇所讲，恶人乃像糠秕被风吹散，当审判的时候，恶人便站立不住。
He needed to come to grips that even if the unrighteous seemingly had an advantage, it is very short-lived, especially in light of eternity.
他必须要 去理解到，一些作恶的人，他们虽然好像占了上风，但是在永恒的角度来看，是很短暂。
I love this book of Psalms because it is so refreshingly honest.
我係好喜歡詩篇，係因為佢好清脆地坦白。
It's honest to speak of sometimes from the trenches of painful experiences, particularly when it comes to the sinfulness in our hearts.
因為詩人所寫出嘅都係實實在在係由人生低谷痛苦嘅經歷寫出嚟，尤其係當講到我哋自己心入邊嘅罪性。
I want you to notice another part of this psalm.
另外，我哋要注意喺詩篇入邊。
Beginning in verse 23, it says, it goes on to say about the nearness of God. Nearness of God is my good.
而講到係神嘅臨近嘅接近係為到我嘅好處。
Actually, correction, verse 28, it talks about the nearness of God is good.
第二十八節講到，但我親近神是與我有益。
But beginning in verse 23.It talks about how God has been good throughout his whole lifetime.
第二十三节开始就提到神系喺佢一生当中都系对佢系美善。
It talks about the nearness of God in his life, the past, the present, and even the future.
系神嘅临近，系现在、过去同未来。
So in verse 23, it says, "In the past, God led His hand through it all."
是第二十三节提到，我常与你同在，你参着我的右手。
In verse 24, it talks about the presence. At the present time, God has guided or guides Asaph with his counsel from wisdom from above.
第二十四节提到，你要以你的训言引导我。
In verse 24, it reflects the future. God will take him into glory.
之后一句就讲到将来，以后必接我到荣耀里。
So in those consecutive verses, it talks about the past, the present, as well as the future, how God is guiding Asaph.
在这几句里面是看得到神是怎样去引导亚撒在过去、现在和将来。
And this is what begins to register to him. Nothing can be matched. Nothing can be revival. Nothing can equate to the presence and the power and the provisions of the Lord God Almighty.
没有任何东西可以同耶和华全能嘅神嘅同在、权能同供应相比。
The Lord is guiding his life and has a future for him.
神系引导佢嘅生命，又俾到佢有个将来。
How much is it of worth to know that someday that you will be forever in the glory of God?
系知得到你系可以与主系同喺将来喺荣耀当中系何等嘅价值？
Forever in glory, forever in the presence of God.
永恒在耶稣基督入边，永恒在神嘅入边。
How much was it to just to know God, to be with God?
是何等嘅宝贵，去认识神，去与神同在。
The apostle Paul said, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus."
使徒保罗讲到，不但如此，我甚至把万事都看作是有损的，因为我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
The ultimate good is drawing near and knowing the presence of God.
最终极嘅好处就系去靠近神，靠近神嘅同在。
Nothing's better, nothing's more sweeter than nearer, still nearer to the presence of God.
没有比更加咁靠近神是更加好、更加甜美。
The Bible says in another Psalm, "So taste and see that the Lord is good."
另一个诗篇提到，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
In verse 25, it says, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And besides thee, I desire nothing on earth."
第二十五节提到，除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
In verse 26, it says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever."
第二十六节，我的肉体和我的心肠虽残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
Think about that last verse. The implication is that even physically, we're susceptible to pain and to illness and wearing out or even tiring out, but we no longer have to dread of anything or any of experience because.The Lord God is with us.
我哋思想最尾嗰句嘅意味系，就算喺肉体上面，我哋系会有经历去痛苦、有病痛、会疲累，但系我哋唔需要去惊惶，因为神与我们同在。
Verse 27: For behold, those who are far from thee will perish, for thou hast destroyed all who are unfaithful to thee.
第27节提到，远离你的必要死亡，凡离弃你行邪淫的，你都灭绝了。
This is a grim reminder that the temporary prosperity and pleasure of the wicked will shortly, abruptly come to end in their own demise before the judgment of God.
这个是很严重的警告，去看到那些恶人的暂时的喜乐和暂时的富裕，是会突然之间忽然的临到终点。
Now mankind is not near to God. They are actually far off.
人类是不亲近神，反而是远离神。
Nearness is not something that we are born with or something that we are entitled with.
亲近神不是我们生来就有。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death. It indicates a separation from a holy God and a sinful man.
圣经提到罪的工价乃是死，去意指到是在一个罪的人是与圣洁的神是分离。
The Bible goes on to say that we have all sinned and we have all fallen short of the glory of God.
我们所有人都是犯罪亏缺神的荣耀。
Let us remember in the book of Genesis, the nearness and closeness which Adam and Eve experienced in God in the garden abruptly came to an end as a result of their disobedience.
在创世纪里面看得见亚当夏娃与神的亲近是突然之间停止了，是因为他们的不顺从。
Eventually they were put out of the garden where they had once experienced the intimate fellowship that God with God that had been oh so sweet.
最终他们是由伊甸园里面被赶出来，他们在个园中当时是与神有亲密的关系。
And from that day on, mankind have experienced the separation or what the Bible calls alienation.
由那一日开始，人类就是经历这个分离，或者是圣经讲到是隔绝。
We are born not friendly, but rebellious to God, resisting, rebelling, and rebuffing against God.
我们生来并不是对神友善，我们是对神悖逆，去对抗神、悖逆神、拒绝神。
We live in a fallen world where the reality of sickness, suffering, and death is not just inevitable, but they are tangible results of mankind's sin.
我们活在这个堕落的世界里面，是有病痛、有苦难、有死亡，不单止是不能够避免，而且是罪人类的罪的可见的结果。
However, there is beauty in the gospel.
但在福音里面是有美丽。
That God demonstrated his own love towards us, and while we yet sinners, Christ died for us.
基督却在我们还是罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Jesus came to earth, adding humanity to the fullness of his deity. He died on the cross of Calvary, not for his sins, but for our sins.
耶稣来到地上是满有人和神的形象，他是在十架上面死，不是为我们的罪，而是为我们的罪，而不是为他自己的罪。
His words from the cross, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This is a testimony to the alienation from God.Which he suffered for us in our place.
他在十架上面所讲的说话，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？是一个见证到与神隔绝，是他为我们代我们受的。
Let me give you a couple of points of application. How much do you value God?
是有几点可以去应用？是有我们有几重视神呢？
This morning, this day, do you value earnestly desire a relationship with God through Jesus Christ?
今天早上有没有去重视去渴慕与神与耶稣基督一起的一个的关系呢？
Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and life, and no one comes to the Father but through me.
耶稣说，我是道路、真理、生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。
If you desire to start that relationship with God, will you draw near to God in repentance to him? Will you now come to the cross where truth and mercy meets?
如果你盼望有这个与神的关系的话，你会否来到神的面前去回转悔改？会否来到十架面前，就是在真理和怜悯相汇合的地方？
How much do you value God?
你有几重视神？
Do you value the following what really is good in life is God himself?
是不是重视是生命中应该最重要、最好、最美善的就是神自己？
The ultimate good in life is not about prosperity, not the absence of pain, but the nearness of God.
生命中最好的东西并不是富裕，并不是没有痛苦，而是与神亲近。
And I'm not saying you can't make a buck or save a buck or spend a buck, but do you, like Asaph, desire nothing but God.
我唔系话讲到唔可以去赚钱、去储钱或者使钱，但系你会唔会好似亚撒咁样样去单单渴求神
？In other words, do you treasure the Lord God Almighty？
你有冇去讲到全能嘅神系你嘅至宝
？In other words, is God on top of your list, or do you like Paul see the surpassing value of knowing Christ？
神系咪你嘅第一位呢？会唔会好似使徒保罗咁样去睇见以认识耶稣基督为至宝
？And if you see the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, how is that reflected in your life? If the nearness of God is your good, draw nearer, still nearer to the Lord God Almighty.
如果系知道以认识耶稣基督为至宝嘅话，咁喺你生命中点样反映到出嚟？如果系亲近神系你嘅最好嘅与你有益嘅话，咁就必须要更加更加嘅亲近神。
Now regarding pain and suffering, we're not saying that you can't cry when you experience pain. I'm not saying it doesn't hurt when you go through suffering. I'm not saying it's easy to face the grim reality of death. But you don't need to fear because the Lord God Almighty is with you.
当讲到痛苦同埋灾难嘅时候，唔系话你唔可以去流泪，唔系话你唔会系去受伤，而系去当甚至乎面对死亡嘅时候，你都唔需要去恐惧，因为神与你同在。
For those who believe, we have Jesus who said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
对信徒嚟讲，系耶稣讲，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
The nearness of God is your good.Anytime, anywhere, any place.
是亲近神是与我有益，无论是何时何地。
We may be alone at home or alone in a hospital, but God is nearer, still nearer, and that is our good.
我们可能是一个的在家，一个的在医院，但是神是在我们与我们同在，亲近神是与我有益。
Can you honestly, with your heart, say, God is so good, He's so good to me?
可否坦白地去讲神是美善，祂待我真好。
And if so, draw nearer to God, that you may testify of His good works that is in your life.
若果是的话，我们必须是更加更加的亲近神，以致到能够述说神一切的作为。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, Lord God Almighty, you are good, and indeed you're so good to us.
天父全能的神，你是美善的，你是对我们真好。
We confess that we do take your goodness for granted.
我们是承认我们有时是视你的美善为理所当然。
Thank you that you are good in times of peace and times of troubles.
在无论在平安或者是困苦的时候，你都是美善。
Help us to see the good in your will and how good it is to draw nearer, still nearer to you.
帮助我们去看得见你旨意的美善，帮助我们去更深的靠近你。
May our hearts be both clear and clean, that we may tell others genuinely, indeed, you are the Lord God Almighty.
愿我们是有一个清洁的心，以致到我们能够告诉别人，是确实神你是全能的神。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.